Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for doing a good job down there at GCN. Thank you to our producer on the other side of the glass, which is in front of me, namely my son, Judah, who takes the controls for the national broadcast radio show, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just wanted to acknowledge you guys. We appreciate you very much. Now, folks, before we get going here, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. We follow the Christ here, John 8:32. Acts 4:12, friends, we acknowledge that. 1 Timothy 2:5. 1 Corinthians 11:1. You get the point. Folks, I got much to cover. As usual, I got a lot of audio video. If you want to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page and click onto social media platforms. You will see these videos. If not, you'll hear the audio, which is being broadcast into 153 cities even now, as well as that of 53 countries abroad. So at any time, if you'd like to jump on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com and join us on our live feed as well on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on top. Go ahead and click onto that button and, again, subscribe. 10 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. Also jump over to that of beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the top left side of the page. As you can see on social media platforms, even now, beforeitsnews.com. Again, if you want to call in, please stick to the topic. I'm going to cover quite a few of them. But the main topic is, are you still waiting for those who created the crisis to bring in the resolve? You just heard during the hard break, friends, as how the Republicans are on board. Of course, they've never been off board, friends. Doesn't anybody think it's kind of eerie that nobody's complaining on the right or the left side? You know, divide and conquer, Mark 325. No, they're all unified on this issue of pushing forth what? Forced vaccinations. I guarantee you today, friends, if you're not angry about what's going on here, if you're still on the fence, I guarantee you before the end of the show, I've got you for 2 hours today, you're going to either be on one side or the other. I can guarantee you that right now. You're going to be infuriated as to what you're going to hear and see because it is happening right now. You are under attack by your said representatives, and you want to talk about un-American? You want to talk about the definition of totalitarianism, friends, in your face? It is here today. You don't have to wait for another day to see if it's really coming your way. It is. Put it up against Amos 6:3, and you can rest assured it will come to pass if you sit back and apathetically forfeit your God-given rights by allowing them to act in an un-American, ungodly fashion as they are today. I want to go over to our friend Tony Roman at Basilico's in California. Tim Brown had him on the morning show on sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've had him on our show, on the afternoon show, and he is the guy that is taking Heating California, the only guy that is standing up all on his own in the face of tyranny and taking it to them, friends. I want to show you how the propagandists spun this story. This is done by Inside Edition. He was under attack by the useful idiot Cuomo, the brother of the governor that may face misdemeanors for sexual misconduct. Just imagine that, friends. Only a misdemeanor. Well, it's still an impeachable offense. Article 2, Section 4, check it out. And then you can prosecute him as well for his crimes against the people in New York. But last week, Tony Roman was under attack by the useful idiot over at Communist Network News, you know, CNN. And interestingly enough, we have Inside Edition doing the same thing. I want to play this audio video for you even now. I want you to pay a close attention, friends. I want you to pay close attention to what she says, because, folks, she is confused to say the least. Check this piece out, this hit piece, or so they meant it to be, on Inside Edition. Check this out.
This out, a restaurant owner in Huntington Beach, California, is actually banning patrons who have been vaccinated. Yup, the sign says proof of being unvaccinated required. And just look at the lines to get in. Arlisa Guerrero spoke to owner Tony Roman, who Wednesday was called an idiot by Chris Cuomo live on CNN.
Honestly, you sound like an idiot, so there's not much to say.
Aren't you putting your customers at risk by saying that in my restaurant you don't wear masks and you cannot be vaccinated?
We have had tens of thousands of healthy, happy customers. We haven't had any contact tracing back to us, and it's been a great experience.
His restaurant is being picketed by ICU nurse.
Picketed by one
guy.
That
is a recipe for death.
Tony Roman wasn't happy to see him.
Bolt out. Bolt, step away.
Well, of course, he has the he has the obligation or the right to do that. It's his place of business. But did anybody pay attention to the fact that the Inside Edition, useful idiot, did you hear what she said concerning all the people that showed up at Tony Roman's basilicos in Huntington Beach, California? She probably wasn't supposed to do that, but let me play this again. Listen carefully.
Required. And just look at the lines to get in. Arlisa Guerrero said...
Just look at the lines to get in. The lines to get in are those people that haven't been quite, well, hoodwinked by the propagandists yet, huh? Which is a majority of the American people, just to remind everybody. Oh, and by the way, do you mind if I bring you over to here, speaking of California? Did you see this? We all know that Governor Newsom, he is being recalled, right? And they received over 250,000 more votes than needed to recall this communist, this criminal. Interestingly enough, I know most people are under the impression from, again, the mainstream media that they don't believe Romans 1:18. Read it when you get a moment. You hold the truth and unrighteousness. Interestingly enough, we're under the delusion and the illusion and the deceptions of the mainstream media that the Hispanic people, folks, they're all about that of Governor Gavin Newsom. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, they're not. The vote to remove Gavin Newsom within margin of error, Hispanics favor what? Recall. Hey, folks, I want to remind everybody, so you might just think a little bit deeper than what the mainstream media throws at you or inundates you with. Just keep in mind that a lot of people that are coming across the southern border, they want a better life. A lot of people that are coming in from the southern border, and again, we're talking about those that assimilate, those that are here to conquer, like those from the Middle East, we'll have none of that. But those that are assimilating into the United States of America, do keep in mind they're looking for a better life. And as long as they're willing to assimilate and fall to the Mosaic institution called common law, the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution, they can come over all day long because they want the same life under God that we have been living for a long time in this country. We're going to take a quick break, son. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And to the Sons of Liberty again. Folks, if you want to call in, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. I want to cover a couple of things that everybody's being enamored with right now concerning that of Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor, and how he's playing up to the people. I want you to listen to what he has to say here. And again, friends, keep in mind, I'm going to bring something. I'm going to show you the fruit hanging from his branches. Just to prove to you, Matthew 7:16 is to where to judge them by their fruit in righteous judgment. Right, friends? Righteous judgment. Put that up against Ezekiel 44:23 when you get a moment. And the bottom line is, as well as Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But I want to show you what he says and what this guy does are two different stories. You ready for this?
Why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you. Thank you.
Okay. And what he was talking about in this particular situation, he was telling Biden to go ahead and get that wall put up. And I would just lay to the candor just to show you, because corrupt politicians and corruption, they count on the fact that the American people have short memories. Now, if we remember right, friends, do keep in mind that we were told for 5 years that the wall was being built. What is Ron DeSantis in Florida talking about? Build the wall. Now, we all know, because we've brought it to the light, Luke 12:2, concerning the fact of the matter of the promise of the wall and how it was never produced. And the wall that was produced was merely refurbished, and it was about 100 miles long. That's all of the wall that was given to the American people on the promises of that of a Donald Trump. I just want to make sure everybody understands that. Okay? Now, here's DeSantis going after Biden. And keep in mind, friends, these are the clowns in the circus of politics. They're on the same team pushing the same agenda. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, do you remember right? See, again, they depend upon short-term memories of the American people. Colleen McBreen, writing for NewsWars, reported an overlooked section of Florida Senate Bill 2006 put into law by the state legislature and Governor Ron DeSantis on May 3rd, 2021, allows government officials to forcibly vaccinate citizens. Now, ironically, the bill was widely supported as it was allegedly intended to ban vaccine passports. Okay, that's how it was sold to you. In Florida, your personal choice regarding vaccinations will be protected and no business or government entity will be able to deny you services based on your decision. Well, law already protects us. It condemns those that attempt to do so. But this is what DeSantis sold the people in Florida. He said, while the legislature does prohibit private businesses and government entities for asking for proof of a COVID vaccination, it allows the state to vaccinate citizens by any means necessary. So what Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is saying publicly about protecting the family, why don't we pay attention to the fruit on these corrupt branches concerning the fact of the matter? Because the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree now, does it, concerning this particular case? And this is what the American people need to begin to pay attention to, is what they're actually doing rather than what it is that they're saying. Let me go on. Under Section 315 of Chapter 381 of Florida's Public Health Statute, Title 29, individuals can be subjected to quarantine or isolation if they be or refuse to be examined, tested, vaccinated, or tested during a public health emergency such as COVID-19. Okay. Examinations, testings, vaccinations, or treatment may be performed by any qualified person authorized by the state health officer, not the people. This is administrative law. It's totally unconstitutional. It's illegal, therefore rendering it null and void, as Thomas Jefferson used to like to say, nugatory. Nugatory. So again, friends, I want to show you what Ron DeSantis is saying, what Governor DeSantis is saying. And what he is doing are, in fact, two different stories.
Why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you.
Yep. Okay, so that's what he said. And also keep in mind during this piece here, friends, he's talking about protecting the families. But again, what he's not telling you, friends, behind closed doors, in hopes that the American people forgot or didn't pay attention to the pork in the bills that were being passed against them under Section 315 of Chapter 381, friends, they can be tested, examined, vaccinated, or treated during a public health emergency such as COVID-19. And I'm just here again, friends, to remind you that that is totally illegal and unconstitutional. Now, what I want to show you is I want to show you that of our friend Ron Paul. Okay? And I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say about these vaccine passports. And like myself, he identified it immediately. We understood what the pill was in the jam. And I want you to listen carefully as to what Ron Paul has to say as well.
You should beware, we're about to commit a hate crime, Dr. Paul, because criticizing Fauci is a hate crime, then indeed we're about to commit one. Because let's go to the next clip. Fauci's back. He was out of the TV for another day, I think, and that gave him a panic attack. So now he's back and he's turning the fear up to 11. Fauci fears that a variant worse than Delta is coming, says COVID-19 cases.
And keep in mind, there's a Delta variant, friends, because they lost the coronavirus narrative a long time ago. But since the people are allowing them to continuously set the narrative, why I know not, they're going to continuously do it because they're encouraged by the useful idiots in the American public that are allowing them to go ahead and usurp authority over them, even if it's illegal. And that's exactly what they're going to continuously do. I go on.
This may double. And, okay, maybe he's right. Maybe there will be further variants. We know that that can be the case with viruses, particularly coronaviruses. But the purpose of this, I think, and I'm sure you'll agree, is to terrify people. And we're seeing it. I see it in the stores now. You see people starting to put the masks on, starting to act weird, starting to get paranoid, because it's 24/7 fear porn on the major networks. And that's most people don't watch the Liberty Report, unfortunately. But he's turning it up. He wants people to be afraid because he's addicted to the television and power.
I believe there's an ultimate goal from all this from the very beginning. It isn't to stop a pandemic and take care of little kids or anything like that. I don't think it was ever a health matter. They were using something that they thought they could expand and scare a lot of people. And I think the goal has been a passport, you know, the vaccine passport. Because when you read all these things, it's always the solution is, no matter how crazy it is or how much they admit to, yeah, you're right about that, you're right about that. But the only thing that can solve it is the vaccine support.
Yeah, yep.
No matter what they do and say, even if you have been vaccinated and you're not having a problem, and they test you, oh, they still carry a virus.
Yeah.
We have to vaccinate them. They're obsessed with this.
Yeah.
And, of course, I personally don't think that's very good science.
It's strange, you know, and we don't take a position on the vaccine. That's up for people to decide for themselves, and they should, but they should do it without coercion, which is what we're seeing.
Majorly.
We're not the only people. They're starting to feel this is a little weird, this obsession with every single human on the planet getting shot with these chemicals.
That's right, and that's what's happening, friends. They're losing this narrative now, and that's why they're terrified, because the American people, now in the United States, more people are becoming aware of the fact that they've been lied to over and over again, and they're acting accordingly. They're beginning to defy these tyrannical powers. They're beginning to defy, friends, lawfully, Romans 12:21, the powers that are acting unlawfully. And our history is just that. When we read the Declaration of Independence, it's exactly what our forefathers would have done. They would have resisted it. They would have stood against it. They would have divided it. And if they had to, they would war against it. And it seems that that's where we're going today. Now, I did want to share a couple encouraging words before we start getting into more of our content for the show today. We have this, and this is the mainstream media that you're probably not going to hear concerning these articles and these topics, but the Beltway just reported members of the United States military vowed to quit if Biden policy is mandated. Folks, there is no law in mandating vaccinations. It's a violation of federal law. It's a violation of OSHA laws. It's a violation of the Nuremberg code. It's a violation of HIPAA laws, okay? There is no law that mandates vaccinations. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that it comes to a point where you're going to have to quit relying on other people, and you're just going to have to stand up for yourself and say no. It really is. That's where we're at today. I'm just telling you, for all those that are sending me emails, asking me questions all the time about what do I need to do, what do I need to say, I'm here to tell you through exhibition, no. No. There's no law they can produce. The burden of proof is on them. It's not on the American people, but that's where they're continuously driving it. And what they're using is, again, administrative law to try to scare people into getting one of their experimental vaccinations. Okay? I also want to say this concerning our military men that vowed to quit if Biden policy is mandated. Wait a second. What happened to These Colors Don't Run? Your job is to uphold the U.S. Constitution, just like it is, very similarly to that of politicians, said representatives, statesmen, or stateswomen, or what they're supposed to do. It's not for you to quit the military. It's for you to stand up against corruption within your government. Remember, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That's where this is coming to. You can mark my words. That's what it's coming to right now. Stand up and do your job, because we're with you. We love our U.S. military, but let's uphold the Constitution, the dying laws, and act like patriot Christians, and not in that order. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Governor Andrew Cuomo is running out of time and friends as he stares down the prospect of being the first New York governor impeached in more than 100 years, with his own party leading the way. Days after Attorney General Letitia James, also a Democrat, released a detailed report, Cuomo is bleeding support at home and among the Democratic Party's national heavyweights. During an event in Alabama, Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene suggested the crowd greet government volunteers promoting COVID-19 vaccines with guns if they knock on their doors.
Alabama might be one of the most unvaccinated states in the nation. Well, Joe Biden wants to come talk to you guys. Yeah, well, what they don't know is in the South, we all love our Second Amendment rights.
This is USA Radio News. The Senate is bracing for a days-long infrastructure slog that is expected to spill into early next week after hopes of getting a quick deal unraveled.
We very much want to finish this important bill, but we aren't there yet as work continues on the agreement. I am filing cloture on both the substitute and the underlying bill for a Saturday vote.
Senators under the chamber's schedule should be starting their weeks-long August recess, leaving town until mid-September. The reported rise in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in Florida will likely not lead to a large increase in deaths, Governor Ron DeSantis said Tuesday, pointing to the efficacy of vaccines in preventing severe disease and mortality. We think the fact that even amidst a lot of positive tests, you still see much less mortality than we did year over year, that's important, DeSantis, a Republican, told a press conference about an unrelated issue in Sarasota. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, we got much to cover today, friends. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to jump on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, right side of the page. Or if you'd like to go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, we're up on the top left, beforeitsnews.com. Have audio and video to play for you in just a moment. I'm going to go ahead and pull up our friend Cody from Illinois. What say you, Cody? How are you?
Oh, good afternoon, Bradley. It's good to be on with you again.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, DeSantis, I thought it was interesting that he had to make that almighty pilgrimage to Israel to sign that anti-Semitism bill. Don't forget that now. You know,
yeah.
The way the free speech, you know, apparently you don't have the right to have a political free speech opinion about the fact that, you know, Israel controls so much of our country.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
Well, they're all pawns. It reminds me of Albert Pike. He was the head of the Masons. He's the one that said, put that up against Isaiah 28, verse 18. But it's interesting to note that Albert Pike said, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver them up. As a matter of fact, we were just listening to what Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's controlled opposition, too. Anybody ever pay attention to the fact that these people just come out of nowhere just in time? They're merely set up to appease the American people. They're set up and put in place as controlled opposition. They say what the people want to hear, but they never do what the law commands that they do. Never.
Yeah, we can't have a true representative government with a phony monetary system that we have, and the people have to come to that realization, and we you know, I don't know if it's going to have to collapse first or what's probably going to have to before people, you know, are willing to change it. But, you know, you mentioned the Constitution sometimes, like it's a good thing that it's a 200-year-old document, the longest standing, apparently, Constitution.
In modern history, yes.
In the world, yeah, and I would proffer that that's a bad sign, that that's actually potentially something used as brainwashing the people. There was only 4 to 6% of the people that were even allowed to vote back then. You had to be a large landowner when the Constitution, you know. And the Constitution was, there's a lot of fraud involved in. Several states didn't participate, and the original Articles of Confederation required all states to sign on to it. And then I think George Washington was actually inaugurated before one or two states had even ratified that Constitution, and they were basically strong-armed into it. So, you know, legally, if you're strong-armed into a contract, it's not really legitimate.
Well, let me ask you this, Cody. Let me ask you this, because this is how I look at things. Okay, so I love my freedoms. Do you love your freedoms? Because we still have the freedom to do the right thing, even amidst all the issues that we have today. Is that true or not?
Well, we have a lot of issues. You know, you know, when a jury is supposed to be able to decide not only the facts, you know, facts and circumstances of a case, but you know, the judges will basically, you know, oh. You're only the fact finders. You know, you only get to decide the facts, not the law. So I would, you know, we don't really have the true common law courts that we're supposed to have.
So we've lost. So what you're saying is we've lost the common law. We've lost the constitutional enumerated laws. They're no longer in effect today. Is that what you're telling me?
You know, Brent Winters, you know him. He'd be a really good guy for you to have on sometime and talk about some of those details.
Yeah, but I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you, so our system is fallen is what you're telling me.
Well, don't you think it's better that, you know, for example, if they want to force a vaccine law, if it goes to a jury, they're going to say, oh, you guys only get to decide the facts, not the law. Isn't it better if the people get to decide, well, is that a valid law or not? I mean,
Cody, that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you, are you telling me that the system is fallen? That's what you're telling me, right? Okay, so I'm here to tell you that we're supposed to be repairers of the breach in Isaiah 58:12. I'm telling you that we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. 244 years later, we're still here. Yes, it's a mess, but the Bible also tells us we're supposed to go back to the old past and we're to repair that mess. And I thank God that we have the opportunity to do just that. I think America is the greatest country on this planet with all of our problems. But I also look at it as I look at my father and I look at my responsibility to now take advantage of the time that I've been given on this earth, 70 to 80 years, to go ahead and fix those problems. Because if our forefathers took the pains to go through what they went through to give us what we have, I am not going to be the guy that sits there and complains about how bad things are. Yes, I'm going to highlight what the issues are of the day, but I'm also going to lay the responsibility at the feet of the responsible party by saying to them, Americans, you have to fix it for your posterity now, because our forefathers did when they dealt with the corruption concerning the British back in their time. Now it's our opportunity to prove what sort of men we really are, and I look at this as an opportunity rather than the fact that it's a crisis, and I understand that we're in both, but let's look at it as an opportunity and actually fix the issues, because that is my objective. Because at the end of the day, Cody, I believe that we can do it. I believe, and I'm not putting my faith or trust in men. That's a curse, Jeremiah 17:5. But the fact of the matter is I'm putting my trust in the Lord and doing what he told me to do. And what I do is every day of my life, I sit back and expect to see the results. And what I see happening across the country right now, again, is the American people waking up. I see a lot of the people going right back to their circular garbage concerning the establishment that they complain about 24/7, yet they just go right back into it once again, over and over again, and I'm embarrassed for those people. But we also have to keep in mind, Cody, that it doesn't take a majority majority to prevail. It just takes an irate minority willing to set brush fires in the mind of the people, in the minds of the people, to actually set this record straight. So, my friend, I believe that we can do it regardless of what is around us. And the fact of the matter is we've been given the power and the responsibility, might I add, to right those wrongs. Because if we don't do it, who is going to do it? And that's where I'm at. Folks, for the sake of time, I need to keep moving forward. 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for the call, Cody. I really appreciate it. Let's go over to this. This is rather interesting. I'm just going to raise a couple more issues before I get over to some more of these videos that you're going to be outraged at. But did you see this? And you can't make this up. You really can't make this up. Joe Biden claims 350 million Americans have been vaccinated. Now, can I revert back to this? This is brand new. This is just yesterday, friends. Joe Biden claims that there's 350 Americans that have been vaccinated. Do you see how they continuously push those numbers back and forth and forth and back? You see, it's like the evolutionist. You know, the Earth has been here for 184 million years. And then the next fool, Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools, and they are fools. The next fool comes along and says, no, we've been here for 1 billion years. Folks, these are the people that can't even predict the weather of the day. And they want you to believe that they know what happened over 1 billion years ago. Okay? Now, I want to bring it over to this. You know how I continuously incite and make reference to Saul Alinsky? You know, the man that's burning in hell right now that wish he had another opportunity? Read Luke 16. When you get a moment, the whole chapter, you'll understand the rich man that was in hell. Remember, he wanted to get out and he said, listen, Father Abraham, go to my brothers and go warn all five of my brothers. And what did the Lord say to him? He said, there's a partition between you and them. You can't go over there. And what did he say? They have Moses and the prophets. And if they won't listen to the law and to the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. So anyways, making reference to Saul Alinsky, who is where exactly he belongs. He's eating the fruit of his ways now. He understands everything that I'm saying now. Believe me. Furthermore, believe the word of God. But what is the tactic that he continuously told his little minions that are willing to follow him directly into hell, friends? Oh, and by the way, if you didn't know, Rumsfeld is there now too, friends. This war criminal, Donald Rumsfeld. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how that guy by me. But he died last month. I mean, there was no worse man on this planet outside of George H.W. Bush, friends. They called him Evil Poppy. And the whistleblowers, both in the CIA and the FBI, said that George Bush was the evilest man on the planet. Well, I can tell you the one that was right second to him was Mr. Donald Rumsfeld. He's now met his maker, friends. He now understands exactly what I've been preaching for 23 years as a fact, not as a theory. But let me go back over to this. Saul Alinsky wants you to believe there's more of them than there really is. Listen to this carefully. 1.7% of the population wants you to believe that they are in the majority, up against 330 million people. Did you hear what I said? You're dealing with 1.7% of the population that wants you to believe there's a lot more of them than there really is. Right? Let me go back to this, right in front of my face. Biden claims 350 million Americans have been vaccinated. Hey, folks, we don't have 350 million people in the country. And this guy who wrote this article, by the way, said, which is more than U.S. population twice over. He is completely incorrect. If you want the exact numbers today, there are 328 million people in this country today. But Joe Biden wants you to believe what he says. 350 million Americans have been vaccinated. No, this is like criminal Barack Hussein Obama. You know that foreigner that you allowed to transgress the U.S. Constitution over 1,168 times, and you let him sit in the People's White House for 8 years, Americans, entertaining America's sworn enemies, or so they would have us believe? Do you remember when he got off his 57-state tour, friends, and everybody laughed at it? This is before he became mysteriously the President of the United States of America. I wonder where he received the approbation, where he received the $250 million to become the President of the United States of America. But he told the American people before he became the President, he was on a 57-state tour. I'm here to tell you there was only 50 states, but there is 57 states in the Muslim nation, for those that haven't done their homework. But now we have Joe Biden playing the same stupid game, folks. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, it's proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let me finish my points on this really quick, please. I just got done sharing with you that Joe Biden, again, treasonous Joe, okay, who's committing treason against you today, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22, 48. Biden claims there's 350 million Americans that have been vaccinated. Folks, if that was the truth, you need to understand, first of all, they wouldn't be using force compliance measures. I'm going to play some audio video for you in just a couple minutes. And I want you to see the double talk coming from this said governor of the state of Michigan. Okay? They're in trouble. They lost the narrative on the coronavirus pandemic. They lost the narrative on this Delta variant. This is why they're forcing compliance. And I want to tell you once again, there is no law that they can enforce to make people go through medical experimentation concerning these vaccines, they call them, which have not been approved yet. Oh, you heard me right. But again, remember it was 40%, and then it was 60%, and then it went down to 50%, and then it keeps going up and down and down and up concerning their numbers. Friends, If it was true, they wouldn't have to force compliance, as you're going to see in just a couple minutes. And just to set the record straight, once again, there's only 328 million people in this country. They want you to believe that everybody's going along with this when, in fact, the opposite is true. The majority are not. Got a friend coming up on second hour today. He's an RN from the state of Minnesota. He's going to tell you exactly what's going on because, again, what you're being told is opposite of the facts. Read Isaiah 5:20. But, again, consider the source, friends. These people have no truth in them, John 8:44. So let me get over to Mayor de Blasio, all right? This Marxist. Oh, you know what? I should almost just go there really quick. I want you to hear this, my weekend friends. New York City Mayor de Blasio, this plant, because that's what he is. He's another stooge. He's another clown in the circus of politics. They've all allied themselves against America, their God, and the Constitution, which at the end of the day is not going to fare well with them. Rest assured, you can promise. You can rest assured and rest in the promises of God that God is faithful. He's still in control. And when you go back and you look at history, friends, the war against God is in rotation every 100 years, every 150 years. It's someone wants to go ahead and dare the justice of God. Then they get the justice of God. And what do the people learn? Not to depart wickedly from God. Well, here we go again. This criminal, subversive, and I'm talking about Mayor de Blasio, said, we've got to shake the people at the point and say, come on now. This is what he just said. He said, we tried voluntary. Okay? We could not have been more kind and compassionate as a country. Keep in mind, these are the ones that have sanctioned the murder of innocent babies in the womb. These are the same people trying to disarm you. Don't forget about all that. Okay? He goes on, free testing, incentives, friendly, warm embrace. He said, the voluntary phase is over. Does that sound like American government to you, friends? No, because it's not. This is foreign to our system of government. And I love the institution of government so much, Exodus 18:25, that I'm willing to stand up and say no to these criminals. And I am looking forth, just like I told others yesterday, my end aim here is the heart of God in bringing justice upon the heads of the wicked, because I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. I am sick and tired of listening to the hirelings in the pulpit tell us the opposite of what the Word teaches us. I am sick and tired to their misinterpretation and their biblical illiteracies concerning Romans 13. Read Romans 12:21, which shatters their heretical teachings, if you want to call it that. And I'm sick and tired of corrupt politicians setting the narrative, and the American people, namely the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, put that up against 5:13 in Matthew. I am sick and tired of them playing the same game cycle after cycle after cycle after cycle. I want judgment. I want justice, which guards our liberties. And these people aren't bringing justice. They're bringing the corruption. Opposite of their purpose, which means it's un-American. And it's illegal what these people are doing. I want you to check out de Blasio. If you're on a social media platform, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, on the right side of the page, join us. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, join us on social media platforms. And listen to this criminal.
...with today's announcement. But let me also talk about the private sector. We've seen leaders in the private sector blaze the trail here. I want to thank a great New York City entrepreneur, Danny Meyer, for the announcement he made regarding his restaurants. I want to thank Equinox and SoulCycle for the decision they made about vaccine mandates. I want to thank everyone in the Broadway community for the decision they made related to indoor performances.
In other words, friends, all those people that he's hailing right now have went along the system of corruption by stating that you have to have a vaccine passport before you can actually come into their stores, okay, or be entertained.
So examples right there, dining, fitness, performances, where you see leaders in the private sector already saying clearly, vaccination is the answer, we need these strong, clear mandates. And we've proven that even with outdoor entertainment, it makes sense. Our homecoming concerts are going to be amazing, but if you want to go to one of them, you have to be vaccinated. That's a requirement. Climbing this ladder is giving us more and more ability to fight back the Delta variant. By fighting the Delta variant, we will continue our recovery, and we will ultimately beat COVID. So today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass, the Key to New York City. When you hear those words, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone's vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things that are available in this city. This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders. And if you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key.
Are you hearing
this? You can open
this?
The door. But if you're...
Does that sound like an employee, employers? Does that sound like someone that represents we the people? Or does it sound like he is asking us to bend the knee as serfs to him, asking for permission to receive privileges, or should I say rights, that he never gave me? This, what you're hearing right now, is the difference between an educated people and a foolish people. This, what you're hearing right now, is the difference between a biblical version of our Constitution, our laws under God, 2 Corinthians 3:17, and that of an evolutionary view of government. He's banking on the fact that you believe it's an evolutionary view of government, and the state has the right to do the things that they're doing right now. I want to tell you this. The state, our said representatives, receive their, right? They receive their delegated authorities from we, the people that they serve. He is offering us our rights back, friends, that he never gave us. You better understand as to what's at play in New York right now. And it's not just New York. They're doing this in Maryland. Same thing's happening in Florida, regardless of what DeSantis says. You better wake up as to what's going on, because they're not stopping. They're encouraged. And I want to tell you why they're encouraged. They're scared to death that you're going to figure out what's going on, and they're pushing forward, and they're trying to find as many people to go along with their deceptions and their propaganda that they can find in furthering, oppressing, and suppressing your God-given rights. If you want them, you must fight for them. 1 Timothy 6:12. Listen to more of this.
You're unvaccinated. Unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things. That's the point we're trying to get across.
Did you hear what he just said? If you're not vaccinated, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to participate in many things. It's here, friends. It's not coming. It's here.
Because someone's vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things that are available in this city.
And you knew it every step of the way, Americans.
Literally full of wonders. And if you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key. You can open the door. But if you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things. That's the point we're trying to get across.
Okay, so you heard it directly from his criminal mouth. This is why I have reiterated over and over and over again, either you deal with corruption, or corruption's going to roll right over the top of you. And this is the next phase, friends. The tsunami's upon you, and you've seen this every step of the way. When is it, Americans, that you actually love God and that you actually, out of gratitude, are thankful for the sacrifice of the hundreds of thousands that went before us fighting off against these type of tyrants that you are now submitting to? When does it come to the point where you actually mean what you say? Am I provoking you? No, if I am, I'm inciting you. I'm exhorting you. I'm inciting you to move for your sake. You know this arrogant devil, this Marxist, this subversive mayor in New York. You know he didn't get the shot. You know he didn't, friends. Matter of fact, if I was to go to healthnews.com right now, did you see this, putting it up against what he's telling you? 11,940 dead, 618,648 injuries following COVID-19 injections through July 23rd, 2021. Did you hear about that? No, of course not. You better get your vaccination, else you're not going to be able to live your life as you did before, say they. Hour two coming up, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.